News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now we're joined by the economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the latest DAF.ie report, Ronan Lyons. Ronan, what does the latest DAF.ie rent price report tell us?
Well, I suppose it's good news and bad news in that the bad news is rents are still rising. These are rents in the open market, and they've risen by about 5% in the last year as a national average. The kind of the silver lining in the clouds is that the increases have slowed down significantly. So this time last year, we were talking about 12% increases, and now we're talking about 5% increases. That slowdown is driven by Dublin in particular, where there's been very little rent inflation really over the last 15 to 18 months. Rents are up about 2% in the last year. And that's because new supply has been built and has come on stream and has taken the pressure off. It hasn't been enough. There hasn't been enough new supply to bring rents down. But we have seen a change in pace compared to what we had got used to in the previous period. Outside Dublin, we're still seeing some areas with quite large increases, especially in the northwest, 10-12% up year on year. But in general, things have slowed down as well outside, just not nearly as much.
Give us the picture in Dublin.
So in Dublin, rents increased by 2.5% in the year to the first quarter. In some parts of Dublin, rents are actually even, they've increased by less. So if you look at the South City area, these would be the even postcodes outside the city centre. Rents are up 1.3% year on year, whereas in West Dublin, rents are up a little bit more, and they're up about 6.5% year on year. But in general, wherever you look in the Dublin area, rents are up by less than they are in the rest of the country because of that extra supply that's come on stream in the last couple of years.
Give us the picture in the you've touched on it already, but in the rest of the country's cities.
Yeah, so if we look at the rest of the country outside Dublin, the biggest increases are in the northwest. Sligo, Donegal, Cavan have seen kind of 10-12% increases, and indeed Longford as well, a big increase there. In the other cities, the big one is Limerick City, where rents are still up by more than 15% year on year. Whereas in Cork and Galway and in Waterford City, there is a significant inflation, much more so than in Dublin, but it's somewhere in between, so 5-7% year on year, rather than the increase seen in Limerick.
Overall, I mean, it's, as you say, some good news, some bad news. Is there a sense, I mean, is supply coming on board, or are we seeing an improvement in this sector, or is there still a long way to go?
The concern would be that while we've had some improvement on the supply side, it's running out and it hasn't been enough. To put some numbers on it, in general, if you go back to 2015 to 2019, kind of the late 2010s, it was a very tight rental market. Rents were going up, but on average, there were between 4,000 and 5,000 homes on the rental market at any particular point in time. With everything that happened in the early 2020s, from the pandemic through to Ukrainians coming here to live, the rental markets got significantly tighter, and instead of 4,000 or 5,000 homes on the market, we've only 2,000 on the market at the moment. That's up a little bit year on year, but it's only marginally up, and it's, as you can see, it's well below where the market had got used to. And that means it's just a much tighter experience for everyone in terms of looking for a place to live, and that of course pushes rents further up. In Dublin, availability has improved by about a third over the same period. But again, we're kind of talking relatively low levels of availability. But in the northwest, in Connacht and Ulster, we're still seeing availability tighten. There, we would have been talking about 800 or 900 homes on the rental market a few years ago. Now they're just 220.
Okay, we will leave it there. Economist at Trinity College Dublin, author of the latest DAF.ie report, Ronan Lyons. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.